you for a while now. I'm a stranger to the kid that I was. I still got the courage, got the muscle, everything that a happy man does. Somehow I'm convinced.
On today's episode, Swoop's Food Pantry introduces a new set of guidelines due to COVID-19, and the university has created a grant to help students pay for online classes. We'll also have updates on the housing credit for residential students. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On April 9th, President Smith informed the students of the passing of a beloved faculty member, Miss Marilyn Horace Moore. Mrs. Moore was the instructor and advisor for the sociology, anthropology, and criminology departments, and has been a professor at EMU since 1994. Prior to becoming a lecturer and advisor in the department, Mrs. Horace Moore was a police officer with the City of Ypsilanti Police Department. She retired as a police lieutenant in 1994. She is survived by her husband, 2 children, and 11 grandchildren. The university will share memorial details as they become available. On Thursday, April 9th, Governor Whitmer announced that the stay-at-home order will be extended through April 30th in order to slow the spread of COVID-19. The order requires Michigan residents to only leave their homes for essential needs like groceries and prescriptions. As of Saturday morning, there have been 689 confirmed cases of the virus among Washtenaw County, with 18 deaths and 162 recoveries. In other news, Swoop's Food Pantry has new guidelines that they want their customers to follow due to the pandemic. From now on, customers need to submit a shopping request prior to going to the pantry. New customers are being asked to fill out an intake form. If you want to make a donation to Swoops, you can email swoops_pantry@emish.edu. The items in highest demand right now include bread, pasta sauce, ketchup and other condiments, garbanzo beans, large snack food items, size 6 diapers, toilet paper, self-care items such as lotions, bubble baths, etc., creative items such as journals, crayons, markers. These guidelines become effective April 8th. For more information, visit www.emish.edu/swoopspantry. After extending the online class format through the summer semester, many students grew concerned with the $240 fee that EMU normally includes for any online classes. In response, the university has created a grant called EMU Cares to help students pay for summer 2020 online classes. With this grant, students will receive $500 if they take 3 credits for the summer semester, and if a student takes 6 credits, they will receive $1,000. The appropriate credit will be applied to their e-bill. Current, transfer, and guest students are all eligible to apply. On April 8th, students who lived on campus and followed checkout procedures by March 31st should have received an email discussing the options that they have to apply the housing credit to their e-bill accounts. The first option will give students an $814 credit towards their e-bill for the current semester. The second option allows students to receive $1,314 in credit that will be applied to the fall semester, and this option also gives students an additional $500. Students have until April 24th to make their decision. That's all for news. Today's music is a song called Greener from the Ann Arbor-based band Chirp. You can learn more about their group on their website at chirpband.com. If you're an artist with Washtenaw County roots and you'd like to hear your own music on our show, please reach out to us at podcast@easternecho.com. We'll be back next week with your updated news briefing. This is Liz Horniak signing off.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.